one location. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, all of this can change between now and tomorrow.
Right.
But I'll tell you right now, there's three of us. Me and Mike and Joe are selecting one city. Rob and Lisa and Buzz are selecting the other city.
Interesting.
Mike, no entry from Seattle made it into the finals.
Oh,
really? Why did you just write down Seattle?
I've always wanted to go to Seattle.
The letters from Seattle didn't make the final cut.
I'm sorry.
So, listen, it's up to you. I'm sorry, we didn't have any from Portland that made the finals.
Okay. All right.
Guys, it's up to you. Go to the website. Right now, we're divided.
Wow. Right now.
And let me say something. Ladies and gentlemen. You would be surprised at the two cities that we're split on right now.
I know.
You'd be really, really surprised.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, there we have it.
That's it. We're coming.
So we're going to base kind of like the audience votes on who's going to kick it over the top.
Right. Well, okay. We can change our minds between now and tomorrow. That was just a straw poll that we threw out there.
All right. We're coming to your
You heard it. We're coming to your house.
Have a good time.
On Saturday night. Because we're on a tape delay in some cities, we're going to give you until tomorrow.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We know you.
To go to WNEW.com.
Like us.
Vote on the instant feedback. For the letter that you like the best. That you think was
the most fun with.
You stop it. Just stop it, Rob. Okay. Rob, stop it. Mike, stop it.
Well, there you go again.
Stop it, Mike. I'm going to let the secret out of the bag.
Hey, knock it off.
I'm going to let the secret out of the bag.
Knock it off.
Who you voted for.
No.
Okay, Mr.
Watch.
Mr. I supposedly hate Sacramento. Okay. All right. That's it. That's where we stand. We'll announce the winner tomorrow. Thanks to everybody that entered. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
Damn right.
Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, and these are just very preliminary results. I mean, we only played like 5 minutes of commercials.
Yeah, but people are already getting into this contest.
Check it out.
Here's how you folks are voting right now. It's a two-city battle thus far.
Is it really?
Stockton, California right now is leading the listener vote.
Very, no surprise there.
Very close. Second place, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
That's the town with the three girls.
Catching up third, Reno. Reno, Nevada with the Bunny Ranch ladies. Of course, you know, this is all, we each get a vote and you guys get a vote. We won't announce it until tomorrow to give all the tape delay markets a chance to catch up.
Right.
So keep voting. Vote early. Vote often.
Dramatic.
WNEW.com. Just click on the Don and Mike instant feedback. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to share your pain in the Green Bay Packers deal.
Packers. Oh, the Packers. Oh, hey, that's 2 weeks old there, man.
I know, man, but I had something I wanted to tell you about. I have a black Green Bay Packers jersey. I was wondering if you had that one.
You got the black one?
Yeah.
The black one.
Yes, I do, sir.
Look at that. You should see the twinkle in his eyes there. Yeah. He's intrigued by this call.
Well, that's good. I'm really excited to get on with you guys. I listen to you guys constantly every day, 4-hour club.
Where do you get the black one at?
I got it here at one of the malls in Madison.
Yeah,
the Madison Mall.
I got to get me one of the black Packer jerseys.
Is that like for a practice jersey or is that a throwback jersey?
I think it's a throwback one.
No, they never wore the black jersey.
Oh, well, I know that, but...
Was it one from when Vince died?
Boo!
Well, you had a ghost?
I tell you guys what.
Daddy!
Incidentally, I have to mention this because this happened up in New York last week.
It did.
Buzz Burbank, who has been referred to as John Riggins, as the young Jerry Stiller, the very latest, I believe it was on the elevator, Buzz,
That's
where an
correct.
Elderly gentleman said, you look like a young Vince Lombardi.
Hey, you look like you look like Lombardi's kid.
He said to me as he got off the elevator. Yeah,
Buzz, and let's take a look at Buzz. Buzz, could you take your take the glasses off, the headphones off, and maybe pull your hair back a little bit. And there he is, the young Vince Lombardi.
Can we get this man a fedora?
Yes, please.
Could he, Buzz, could the compliments come any quicker or any faster?
I am so honored. I can't believe it.
But, you know, that's full circle, because didn't Stiller play Lombardi in some commercials?
Yes, he did.
ESPN?
Did he really? No, no, a Nike commercial.
Nike, that's...
Yeah.
Well, don't you remember the good old days we used to be referred to, like, as... The Brady Bunch dad, or G.I. Joe with real-life hair and beard.
I remember those days. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Frank.
No problem. Good day to you, sir.
Yeah, good day to you, sir. Give me one of those black Packer jerseys. Oh, yeah. Hey, Garrett, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
I'm calling. I might know one of the girls who wrote a letter from Long Island, New York. I was wondering if you can help me find out if it is that girl.
The letter was written by a guy.
Oh, it was by a guy.
Yeah, letter was written by a guy.
He said he was in Road Trip?
No. He said a girlfriend of his was in Road Trip.
And she'll be at the party? Because I know a girl from this area. I'm calling from Manhattan, and she's in Road Trip. I know her. She's really sexy.
This girl gets around.
This guy, in the letter, he says, if you go to Road Trip, there's a scene, she has a speaking line where they're talking about nudity, and she's standing right behind Tom Green, and she's naked.
I believe that is the girl that I know. I know a girl in Road Trip in that exact scene. That's the only one she's in. She did have a brief speaking line, but I don't know how many girls in this area were in that movie. But
all right, thank you, my friend.
It's her. She's hot.
All right, thanks, man. Bye-bye. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, thanks.
I want to talk to Don.
I'm here. Go, what?
Go.
You liar.
He's right here, sir. Go on.
What do you mean, DA? Hello?
I want to tell you why I can't have the party at my house.
Because you're a dumbass?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, toodaloo, ass.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, this is Joel from Baltimore. Did you guys hear anything on the news about the polar bear plunge that happened Saturday? Down in Annapolis, Maryland?
Buzz, did you get anything on that?
I saw something about that, yes.
Did you? Would you guys like to donate some money next year? Because I did jump in, and the water was pretty goddamn cold.
It was 60 degrees here on Saturday.
Yeah, and the water wasn't. It was only 38 degrees.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but also, I mean, one of the things about a polar swim is you do it when it's kind of like 15 degrees outside.
You think it was warm Saturday and Sunday? Buzz and I were just out of Cancer Corner.
Is it balmy today?
Christ, it's like 75 degrees outside.
You'll find your guys. I'm down in Southern Maryland now, and it's great. The windows are rolled down. Yep. Fans running, and fantastic.
Put the top down.
Why would... listen, what is that? Is this some...
Special Olympics.
Charity? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're pitching for a charity. Well, maybe if it's colder next year. You
know last year they jumped into a Slurpee.
I tell you what, I'll donate money if you throw a...
Watch it. Come on.
You throw one of the kids in.
Oh, stop it.
Let me watch them climb out and stop. That'll make money for
it.
That's just mean.
That's very mean.
You roll the wheel.
You're mean.
You just roll the wheelchair. You just roll the wheelchair right down to the hole in the ice. And
just take some of Mike's pills and give them to the kids.
Okay.
And that'll go ahead for us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike!
Yeah, hi.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I'm calling from Austin, Texas, and I want to know why they don't promote your show back here at all.
Let me just think about that for a second. Where'd you say you're calling from, New York?
Austin.
Where are you calling from, Washington?
Austin.
You know, they don't promote our show anywhere where we are.
Why?
Because the show usually takes care of itself.
Yeah.
You would think they'd let somebody know it even exists. I sort of stumbled onto it, originally from California. You're in a city here with the largest college population in the nation, 50,000 kids. You guys had smoke over here.
Let me ask you a legitimate question. You've discovered the show, correct?
Correct.
You listen to the show and you enjoy it.
But I know the show, though, too.
What?
I know of the show.
You know of the show, so, I mean, you found it, you're enjoying it. What does it matter?
I can answer that.
What?
He's originally from California, Mike.
Rob, behave yourself.
Let me finish.
What part of California, sir?
Spread the good word.
I'm originally from Fresno.
Fresno.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if you're still on there.
Wow.
Listen, all I know is that if you live somewhere where you're getting the show, be happy you're getting the show.
That's right.
Oh, I am, but I don't want to lose it, though, either. That's why I wish you would twist these guys' arms.
Wait. I got to... We're on. We're doing well there. Everything's fine.
We just went back on in Austin like a month ago.
Well,
right?
What is the point of this phone call? Let me tell you how they do things seriously at Infinity Broadcasting. although recently that rule's been broken for some disc jockeys.
Yes.
But basically the way it was always explained to Mike and I is that Infinity equals cheap.
Right.
Which means if we hire disc jockeys and we put you on radio stations, why the hell should we buy TV or bus boards or billboards to advertise? If you're so freaking great, people will listen to the show.
Word of mouth will get around, and that's how you will get listeners.
That's how.
And when did you guys start following the rules?
Hey, hold on. Okay, let's take this just one more step about following the rules. We don't have any choice in this. Do you know how much a billboard costs, even in a city like Austin?
I wouldn't have a clue, but I thought maybe the local affiliate would want to promote it.
I'm guessing it probably costs. That's part of the whole thing. When the network goes to the affiliate and they say, okay, and because now we don't do it barter anymore, now they pay for the show.
Right.
Now they say, listen, buy this show. And the great thing about buying this show is that you don't have to advertise it.
Ask you one question then, please.
What?
Has anyone else ever called from Austin? Because I've never heard anybody call from Austin.
Yes.
Yeah, we get a lot of calls from Austin.
Really?
You want to talk? Listen, DA, here's another guy from Austin right here. Who's this, Kevin?
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Kevin, what's wrong with this guy?
Well, the thing is that I'm kind of calling to disagree with the guy because they haven't given you guys any publicity at all since you've been back on the air down here.
Why are you disagreeing with him?
No, I said I called to agree with him.
Oh, I guess
no, I called to reiterate what he's saying. You guys are getting no publicity down here.
We have never asked for. How exactly would you like them to publicize it?
Well, I don't know, because the previous affiliate that you were on didn't seem to have any problems in getting you guys out there, because you guys were a real popular show back in...
What do you mean, getting us out there?
Well, getting people to know that you guys are on the air.
Like what?
How'd they do that?
Well, let me see. It was I know they did some advertising, like they did, like in the local newspaper and stuff like that. But it also became word of mouth.
Okay, Bingo. What did we?
Hello?
What did we just say? It's word of mouth. And if you want to be, and if you want to be exactly scientifically correct. I remember the station we were on in Austin was KJFK.
Right.
And do you know all that they ever did to promote this show was they put Listen to Don and Mike 2-6 on urinal cakes. Do you remember this?
I remember that because we thought it was funny.
That's they put Listen to Don and Mike 2-6 on urinal cakes at rest stops. That's all they did. Other than that, it was exactly what you just said, word of mouth, man.
Right, and the sad thing was that the management that had that station back then, they screwed you guys.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
You guys got hosed. You got hosed by a sports disc jockey.
Yeah, but that has happened to us in affiliates all over the country.
But as I recall, the whole station ended up getting blown up.
You know what it is now?
It's like soft rock.
No, it's Mexican now.
Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
And they fired everybody, all the management team at that station.
Right, yeah, and that just happened in one day.
So now we're on a new station.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is your point?
Have you ever been to Austin?
No, sir. Excuse me. I was asking the other gentleman what his point is.
No. My point is that
no.
When you guys were on the air before, you guys were real popular here. And then when you got screwed over and you went off the air, everybody was hoping that Don and Mike would come back on in some way, shape, or form.
And now we're back on.
Yeah, you're back on. But there was nothing put out in the papers
or anything. Okay. Please, listen. I don't want to argue with you because you're obviously a fan of the show. But think back to when the show first went on in Austin, Texas.
Right.
When it first went on the other station. There was no giant publicity machine at that point either.
Right. But no.
There was no giant publicity machine for the other station.
I understand.
It'll happen. You're listening. The other guy's listening. I got some other douchebag on the phone from Austin who's listening now.
Hey, you've got two listeners, and you make our butt itch.
What?
Yeah, right. I agree.
Well, you know, I hate calls like this. I'll tell you why. Because they're dumbass calls. I mean, they want something that we don't bring to the table. First of all, if we have anything to do with it, it's the local affiliate. That's if you have an issue. But what I don't understand is
you got to get publicity.
You break rules. Hello, here's another guy from Austin. El Rey.
Don, this is El Rey OX.
El Rey. El Rey. Hello, El Rey.
El Rey.
What can we do for you?
I'm just calling to agree with you. When you guys were first on the show, you were never advertised for in Austin.
Yeah.
The only time you ever got any press was when you were kicked off the radio.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Now, that made the front page of the Austin newspaper the day that we got kicked off the radio. That made the front page of the Austin newspaper. All right. Thank you, my friend. See you later. Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Chris. Hi, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I figured out why you guys aren't very popular in New York. There's no publicity down here.
Yeah, right. Right, because everywhere you look in New York, man, you see WNEW billboards everywhere.
Absolutely.
Hey, can I tell you something? Nothing made me sicker than the other day driving down the New Jersey Turnpike. I mean, I'm fine with the fact that they don't advertise us or anything on any company.
You've gotten used to that.
In this whole market. But I am going to get a gun, and I am going to blow a hole through Elvis Duran's goddamn face. I have to drive past that on the New Jersey Turnpike one more time and see Elvis Duran and the Z Morning Zoo.
We have, forever, since we have been with this company, we have understood one thing. We are not going to get that kind of exposure. It has never been offered. It has never been expected. We don't expect it. The people that we work for expect us not to expect it, and that's just the way it is, and that's the way it will be as long as we're with this company.
The Elvis Duran thing looks goofy anyway.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, have you seen the Burger King commercial where it's just the disembodied head of B.B. King
right,
bouncing around in between the hamburgers?
Sure.
That's kind of like what the Elvis Duran thing is
like. I've seen it on the train.
Yeah, just the big... And furthermore, I mean, that thing they have for WABC, where they've got the...
All the heads?
All the heads on the back of the bus.
Yeah, with the Rush and that Harrity, Hannity, whatever the hell guy is.
You know, for the most part, I think it's a good idea to promote radio station. I'm not against advertising, promoting a radio station,
right.
But... Don't do it with pictures.
No, keep the pictures away.
That's very bad news.
It's radio.
I mean, if you're going to do it, at least, I'll tell you what, we do have some advertising here on WJFK in D.C. for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some bus boards mm-hmm. around town, and we are on the subway
right.
around town. But the only reason that we got that deal is because Mel bought the company
right.
that sells the advertising.
Well, it's Viacom.
Yeah, and we get... Whatever they can't sell.
Yeah, Viacom. Part of Viacom's empire is billboards and exposure like that. And so,
like, if they've got a bunch of bus boards that they can't sell,
I see. Yeah, like, you know, hey, the one over by the dump is empty.
Yeah, that's why generally you see most of the ads for WJFK in Southwest.
You can go on the train, for example. I use the train because I take the train all the time up to New York. You can look down at the bottom of those billboards, a lot of those billboards, and you will see the name Viacom on the. On the bottom of those billboards.
Correct, right.
Right.
And we get whatever leave-ins they have.
Ah.
If they have an avail, we get it.
Now, I'm always very confused when people call that have discovered the show, that are enjoying the show, that are listening to the show, and then they want us to advertise. They found the show, and
well,
I'm not dying.
You know, in a way, that's good, though, because
I guess they want to be part of the team.
They don't want it to go away.
Right. Right.
And, you know,
I don't think we're going away in Austin. I think we're doing okay down there.
I know we got a break. Hello, Don and Mike. Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why don't you fart on the radio anymore?
I get bored with it. I mean, we farted on the radio for the longest amount of time.
Well, sir, I'll have you know.
But I didn't get bored with it.
Sir, I'll have you know. There's not a day that goes by that we don't fart on the radio.
Well, I always was closer to the speaker when you were doing it.
Closer to the speaker.
I mean, it's subjective. It was my call. We did it for about a year.
Right.
And I started getting bored with it. Sorry. Yeah,
but why haven't you advertised that?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. See you later.
That's somebody who's, we'll take it under advisement.
Sure.
Well, maybe if we get a big one going one day, you never know.
All right, we got it. We do have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad.
enough, and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow, that I tried to get over it, and I couldn't. So what?
Where is it? Gone. What happened? Dunno. They're good. Don and Mike.
All right, we got the five letters. The five cities we decided with the best letters to win the Las Vegas-style show in your house on Saturday night. Super Bowl Saturday, and here you go. Hope you heard the letters. Go to WNEW.com and click on the Don and Mike icon. Then go to Instant Feedback.
I can't think anything you say seriously with the Bee Gees playing in the background. This is so funny. You know, it's got a great intro, and then they come on with that. It's like listening to Charlie sing.
Okay, all right, there you go. They're gone.
Thank you.
WNEW.com. Click on the instant feedback icon and tell us which city you guys think
we should go to.
Fantastic.
Right.
And here are your options. Reno, mm-hmm. City number one. City number two, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
City number three, Long Island, New York.
Very good.
Number four, Annapolis, Maryland. Number five, Stockton, California.
There are your five cities.
You guys have an equal vote. There are six of us. You guys will be the seventh vote. We'll announce the winner on tomorrow's show. Okay, now, keeping in mind that they're sitting in the back room with the finger on the button. Yeah. You never know what the censors are really going to be uptight about. For some strange reason, the censors are always very, very uptight about this next bit.
I guess they need the training men theme, I guess.
Is what we'll use. No, we'll use that for this. What the heck? Because even though we're not doing our homo voices, we're going to be doing our fake radio show right now.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Hi, everybody. My name, Mike Oxbig.
My name is Mike Latouris.
That's how we have to say it to do this bit.
We have to slow it down. We've been chastised in previous bits for doing it too close together.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
And here's the setup. You've heard of frying your brain with drugs.
Yeah.
But the folks in Evansville, Indiana, prefer frying their brains with sautéed onions. No kidding. What are they frying up? According to Peggy Hunter, Evansville, Indiana's...
Peggy what?
Peggy Hunter.
Peggy Hunter.
Evansville's signature meal is something called the Brain Witch, which is basically a pig brain sandwich.
I went to school with a Mike Hunter.
Let's get her on the line. Now, we don't have to worry about this. Do you have any permission to put you on the air? Because right. We've already pre-called to tell her she's going on with Mike and Mike.
Oh, good.
I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
How you doing? Happy Monday to you.
Good to be with everybody. Boy, let's fry up some brains. You know, sweetbreads and lots of animal insides are usually quite a delicacy around certain parts of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting. I'm Mike Latouris.
I'm Mike Oxbig.
I'm
Mike Oxbig.
Thank you. Next voices you'll hear will be Mike and Mike.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody they're listening to the Oxbig Latouris get together.
Thank you on nine.
On nine. Okay, here we go.
Good afternoon, everybody, at 2 minutes after the hour. It's the Mike and Mike Show. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris. And you know, with the Super Bowl just around the corner, people's attitudes turn to what they're going to serve up for the big game.
Let's go now to Evansville, Indiana. Wow, real people.
Yep.
Joining us on the
Middle Mike America
and Mike Show. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
Is this Peggy Hunter?
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening, whatever the time is.
Good afternoon here.
Great Indiana. Hi to you, Peggy. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Thank you. Great, darling. Could you tell us about the Brain Witch? Oh, let me just mention, hello to all of our stations on the Westwood One Radio Network. This is Mike
Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris, and we're talking to Peggy Hunter about, I guess it's frying up some of those Indiana beef brains, is that right?
Beef brains.
Wow, pig. Is it pig or beef?
Beef.
Beef. Beef,
yes.
Sorry. Wow. Hey, Mike
Latouris?
Yes, sir, Mike Oxbig.
And corrected.
There you go. So, Peggy, can you tell us, what's the process involved in frying up the beef brains, huh?
We get the brains and they get cleaned. They put them in a breading and they fry them.
That's very interesting.
On the grill.
I'll tell you, I do remember a delicacy we served in the Latouris household. Mama Latouris would make a big bowl of tripe, which is kind of an entrail dish. Have you ever heard of that, Peggy?
Yes, I've heard of tripe.
Right. And, of course, in the Oxbig home, tongue. Always a favorite. A nice tongue sandwich.
Oh, I tell you, there's nothing quite like the Oxbig tongue.
Let me do the quick bing-bong, 4 minutes past the hour, traffic, weather, together, coming up. Don't forget when we're done. Today's marijuana laws, are they too strict or not? That's the topic with Joseph Ardinger.
Yeah, Joe's always got a fascinating show brought to you by Normal, the national organization to legalize marijuana.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
And you're listening to Mike and Mike Talk to America. We're on the line right now with
Peggy Hunter on the Oxbig Latouris get-together.
He's in Evansville, Indiana. Can you tell me something? You work at the Dogtown Tavern. How many of these? That's the name of the place, correct? The Dogtown Tavern.
Peggy, can I ask you, do they have a cigarette machine at the Oxbig Tavern or whatever?
They have a cigarette machine.
That's Dogtown great. Tavern.
Dogtown Tavern.
How many of these brain witches you selling a day?
About 15.
15? Are they? What do they taste similar to, Peggy?
I have never tasted one.
You've never eaten brain?
No.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I don't think I would either. I'm Mike Latouris.
Or tongue.
And this is Mike Oxbig, and of course, everybody's thinking about the big one this weekend, the big pigskin, the little Super Bowl, the big party having it this weekend. Gosh, it's like a national holiday. A little St. Louis Rams going against the Cinderella New England Patriots. You know that I can't say this for sure, but as sure as my name is Mike Oxbig, I may try to make one of these pig brain sandwiches.
It's beef brain, Mike. It's beef.
Sorry, Mr. Latouris, for the big
okay.
For the big Super Bowl game.
I'll let you slide on that one, Peggy. Do you give people a lot of tongue on the weekends?
I certainly try.
That's wonderful. But I guess primarily the specialty of the house is brain, fried brain.
Yes.
What kind of bread do you serve the brain on, Peggy Hunter?
We serve it on a hamburger bun.
Mmm.
Hamburger bun. Hey, you know, I hate to keep doing this. I'm the traffic cop here. Let me just say, bing bong, it's 6 minutes past the hour. News and traffic together. Don't forget Terrorist Watch this afternoon. Kind of like our version of America's Most Wanted. The man we're looking for today is a known Arab terrorist who's traveling by the name Kenneth C. Stevens.
But don't buy that. We know that he's a mullah, and we hope we can bring him to justice. If you see Ken Stevens, make sure you report him to the proper authorities.
What you do is you call the hot phone right here at the Westwood One Radio Network, and we're trying to fight the war on terrorism. Don't forget, you know, if you don't watch the Super Bowl, the terrorists win.
That's
Let
right.
me just say that, and this is Mike Oxbig.
And Mike Latouris talking to Peggy Hunter about frying cow's brains. I have to tell you, Peggy, I had an uncle, Cletus Latouris, that actually used to fry kidneys, and they were mighty, mighty nasty. I don't mind telling you. Have you ever fried up a kidney for a kidney pie like we used to do in the Latouris household?
I never have.
Okay.
I got to tell you what I've got happening.
What do you got happening, Mr. Oxbig?
I'll tell you, Mr. Latouris. I imagine this weekend I got a big game, church, and then the brain witch.
Ah, you're going to make a brain witch. You're going to do that.
That's a big Sunday. Bing Bong is now 7 minutes past the hour. Traffic and weather together are coming up.
Fantastic.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Michael Latouris.
And we're on the phone with Peggy Hunter from Indiana talking about calf's brains. Where do you get your calf's brains, Peggy?
They get delivered here by a company named Surefine.
Surefine calf's brains?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Hey, don't forget, when we're done later today, Charlie Warren will be by for Fast Flicks, also News Clues. And Michael Elston will be by with Look At Manassas. This is Mike Oxman.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
And also, this program, reminder, Inside the Great Ape House.
Oh, very good.
Tonight with your host, Charles Boyle. Let me tell you something.
Charlie can be doing his usual of throwing something against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, as always.
Very good.
I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
And let me just say, Peggy, I apologize that they make us read all of these promotional announcements.
It's a busy little radio station. I'm sure you can understand that, Peggy.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
You know, for my Super Bowl Sunday, I know I'm going to be having the Nacho Cheese-tacular at the home. Mrs. Oxbig will be there, and we'll have all the little Oxbig. You know, as a matter of fact, the great thing about the Super Bowl, whether it's a nacho cheese or a pig's brain sandwich, is that it brings all the Oxbigs together, all the little Oxbigs, all the big Oxbigs, all the little-sized Oxbigs.
Has your cousin gone back to Czechoslovakia yet?
Who's that?
Yuri Oxbig.
Yuri will not be with us this year for the Super Bowl.
That is such a such a good guy.
I'll be there. I'll stand there. I'll slice and dice the tofu turkey, and I'll say, I'm Mike Oxbig, and I want to share this with the entire Oxbig clan for Super Bowl Sunday.
Nothing like that Oxbig turkey. You going to deep fry it this year?
Well, it's tofu.
Ah, tofu turkey.
Tofu turkey.
The Oxbig tofu turkey. That's mighty tasty. But not like those cow's brains that you'll be serving up. Isn't that right, Peggy Hunter?
That's right.
That's right.
You tell us, Bing Bong, it's 9 minutes after the hour.
Smoke them if you got them.
This is Mike Oxbig.
And this is Mike Latouris.
Jew in a Gentile World with Steve Goldstein tonight at 8.
Steve will be talking about money laundering
on the Westwood One Radio Network. We're running out of time. Finally, can you tell us something, Peggy Hunter? Hey, everybody. Bing Bong, 10 past the hour. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
Can you tell us what a pig or bull brain sandwich tastes like in one word, Peggy?
Bad.
Bad? even with the onions, is that right?
Even with pickle and onions.
Even with pickle and onions. I appreciate your candor, Peggy Hunter.
Well, listen, we want to thank you for joining us on the show. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
We love Cat of the World. Hold on just a second, Peggy. You know, we're going to send her a Mike Oxbig, Mike Latouris t-shirt.
A t-shirt we're going to send the comb to?
She could not have been nicer.
Okay, all right. Do the post-interview.
Hey. Hi, this is Carl. How do you think it went?
Carl.
Yeah, they're good guys. They get a lot of good material. But we'd like to perhaps have you on regularly. We can call you back.
She was happy.
No, they don't like to discuss that.
So we'll send her a free carton of cigarettes.
But we will send you a carton of cigarettes if you can tell me your brand, darling.
Marlboro Reds.
Red? What? Marlboro Reds. Yes, very good.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
So we'll think we'll call you on every Monday at this time. So clear your schedule.
And your lungs.
Thank you, Becky.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell her we want to get her back on and say, who's your favorite that we want her to tape to say, this is Peggy Hunter from Evansville, Indiana. I listen to Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
Walk her through it, Rob, and then we'll get her back on.
Okay, you might want to jot this down. What we'd like, we do this with all our guests.
Make sure you spell it
really well. We'd like you to say, hi, this is Peggy Hunter at the, what's the name of your restaurant? At the Dogtown Tavern in Evansville,
Indiana.
And I listen to Mike. Are you writing this down?
I believe she is.
And I listen to. Well, we want to get the names in.
That's what he spells it. That's what I like.
Well, come on, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
Oxbig. O-X-B-I-G. Mike Oxbig. And then the other Mike, his last name is Latouris. Capital L. small A, capital T, small A, small U, small R, small U, small S. Okay? Now I'm going to put you back on with the guys, and we'll get this on tape. Hang on for me, Peggy.
There you go.
Okay.
Hold on. Bing bong, welcome back. 13 past the hour. Traffic weather together. Coming up. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris. And we always like to get all of our guests to give the special celebrity greeting to the Oxbig Latouris get together audience.
Did you talk to our producer, Peggy?
Yes, I did.
All right, if you wouldn't mind, now spotlight on Peggy.
We're rolling tape for Peggy's greeting. And let fly, Peggy.
Hi, this is Peggy Hunter at Dogtown Tavern in Evansville, Indiana. I listen to Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
You. Thanks, honey.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye now.
You too. Have a good day.
Martin Marlboro Red's coming your way, Peggy.
Bye.
Great.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, lovely lady.
Bye-bye.
Lovely. Always a pleasure on the Oxbig Latouris get-together.
And, you know, I really was just, it was all I could do not to laugh. She took it very seriously and wrote everything down.
Yeah. And you know, are you people at the station? Are you Nazis at the station?
We can isolate that greeting from Peggy, too, and play that whenever we are so inclined.
We can do that, Bill. Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
Hey, Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story today?
Today, the U.S. is asked to turn over some prisoners.
Some prisoners? Is that real too, Robbie?
Real number two.
Real number two.
Hi, this is Peggy Hunter at Dogtown Tavern in Evansville, Indiana. I listen to Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
He sure does. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
All women should do that incidentally.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Because
the chit-chat,
a-hole.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
What's the word from Planet Cresta?
Okay, a brief bumper. Just brief. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, tomorrow we'll finally start rating the women. All right, promise we'll get to that tomorrow. Plus, Ron on the show tomorrow teaches house frows how to dance like whores. Like how to dance like exotic dancers, excuse me. Exotic dancers, Don. Like strippers. She's coming on tomorrow. And also tomorrow, Oh for Cash Money. The debut of Who Do You Know?
Who Do You Know?
You like that game. We'll play that tomorrow. And we'll announce the Las Vegas-style show in your home winner.
Very exciting day on the show tomorrow.
On tomorrow's episode. And now...
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Charlie. Hi, Don and Mike. It appears the Saudis make up most of the 158 suspected Al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners being held in Cuba. And now Saudi Arabia's interior minister says more than 100 Saudis are among the detainees. He also says the kingdom wants them handed over for interrogations at home. They're already being interrogated by U.S. officials at Guantanamo. And American officials say they just might send some of the prisoners to their homelands so long as their native countries agree to punish them. That could save the U.S. some money.
That's a good move. Yeah, get them over there. Just, you know, make sure they put them in jail.
American Special Forces soldiers and Afghan troops have launched a final assault on a hospital in Kandahar where some Al-Qaeda fighters have been hiding. They say all six of the Arabs holed up in a second-floor ward were killed. No casualties among the Americans or the Afghans. The U.S. soldiers wore buttons on their mission that read, "I love New York."
Bye-bye.
More and more pilots, more and more pilots and flight attendants are learning.
That is so cool.
Isn't that nice? There's a real connection there between
like
the guys fighting on the front and the people at home. More and more pilots and flight attendants, meanwhile, are learning the martial arts and carrying mace. In Hollywood, Florida...
Hey, hello, how are you doing? This is Jackie Chan.
snatch this pebble from the center of my hand, grasshopper.
Here, now we take you to one of the training sessions, incidentally. I put my hand where?
Okay,
so I don't understand. The pressure point, you're saying, is directly under the throat?
Oh,
that hurt. And I can totally disable a man by simply kicking on this button on the back of the...
Like
this. Like, that's like what Mr. Spock could do on Star Trek.
This martial arts stuff is cool.
Same to you. Thank you,
Wang. Hey, Wang.
Well, if you're asking, I'd like some orange chicken. I don't know. Mike, what would you like? Kung Pao shrimp, please. What do you mean you don't have any peanuts?
Christmas spring roll.
Buzz?
I really like the steamed dumplings, please.
Okay, all right. 15 minutes. Thank you.
In Florida, a former Green Beret and SWAT leader is among those offering counterterrorism courses for airline employees. The teacher's also a national judo champ and an award-winning marksman, and he says his classes have been packed.
I've seen some of these guys on TV, and some of them I know are legitimate,
right.
Some of them
are hucksters.
Some of them come from the land of the DA.
Lisa, you are on the air. You're always going to get some of that.
Right.
And it's happening more, and business has been booming for these guys, especially since the shoe bomber incident. The instructor says he's negotiating with a couple of major airlines to offer special courses for their crews.
Did anybody see the guy on the Today Show that showed how you could attack one of these guys with a rolled-up magazine?
Funny you should mention that.
Oh, really?
Among other things, he's teaching them how to use objects commonly found on an airplane as weapons against the terrorists.
Right.
Now, here is our expert.
This is Sam Hill.
Please, come on.
Roll it up tight. Well, they say like a well-aimed can of soda can take a guy out.
Sure.
So remember that. Two updates on the crash of that jetliner in Queens back in November 1st. Government investigators are just now getting their hands on video of the plane's fall from the sky as taken by a toll booth security camera. No word yet on why this couldn't come to light sooner. The other development is in the latest Time magazine. It reports that one of the companies that sold parts for the Airbus A300 is being investigated on fraud charges, selling used parts as new. That Queen's jet may or may not have had some of those parts, but they appear to have been on an identical jet that crashed in Italy 2 years ago.
You know, unrelated.
Yes?
I'm writing myself a note here.
Right.
You got to remind me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just write it down. Brian Wilson. There is not a bigger Brian Wilson fan on the face of God's earth than me.
Right.
But I seriously think that Brian Wilson is like this generation's Beethoven.
Very important.
I really think the guy, Pet Sounds, the whole Beach Boys thing, he's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a CD, Brian Wilson Live at the Roxy.
Uh-oh.
And he has, some of the melodies that Brian Wilson wrote and the arrangements and the music, to me, I listen to it and... Some of the Beach Boys stuff, it's like classical music.
Right.
Let me just say that up front. However, I bought the CD called Brian Wilson Live with the Roxy.
Before the Union Label.
There are some tracks on there that are so
inaudible.
No, he's audible, but he sounds like... Now, look, you know this guy that we play all the time? Right here?
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Wilson.
This, I know we goof on this and say that this is Brian Wilson.
Melody of Broadway.
Melody chant, la 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 night, and today, oh melody time, your worries away, la 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 la.
Okay, but that's not him.
I'm buying this Brian Wilson CD because I think that he's a genius, and I'm listening to it, and he's got an orchestra. And he's got background singers that sound like the Beach Boys.
How old is this CD?
Is this a relatively new?
Brand new.
And one of the songs is All Summer Long, which is one of my favorite Beach Boys songs of all time.
Do, 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 do. Sitting by the fire all summer long.
The first line he sings is,
Remember when I spilled coke all over your blouse? Now, and I can't sing.
Right.
But it sounds like... Remember when I spilled coke all over your blouse?
So he's really in rough shape.
Yeah, it's like listening to a retard do karaoke.
And somebody's recorded him?
Yes, I mean, and obviously there are Brian Wilson fans like myself who have bought this. It's a double CD, Brian Wilson Live at the Roxy.
Wow. Are we going to have some amusement with this?
You are going to hear it on tomorrow's show. Fantastic. As a matter of fact, he doesn't sound so much like this guy here.
La 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 la.
As he does like Bill Murray and Caddyshack.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack.
That is really. Well, Brian, I just wrote myself a note. I'm going to bring the CD in tomorrow.
Right, good.
I hate to do this because I love Brian Wilson.
I understand, like, but it's your duty to this radio listening audience.
The guy is a freaking genius. I'm telling you, these are haunting melodies that stick with me, that are the fabric of my life. Mm-hmm. But I put this in my CD player, and I about peed my pants. It is... fracturingly funny.
He's been through a lot.
Can't wait to that Brian Wilson cannot sing his own song.
That is worth tuning in tomorrow.
I will bring that CD in tomorrow.
Good, very good.
At the very beginning of the show. We got to Buzz, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Made me think of it. I was looking for a CD for the next music break, and I was thinking, well, you know, the Beach Boys song would sound nice, and I thought, well, I've got that Brian Wilson. Now, you know what? If I bring that in now, we'll never get out of here today.
Oh, summer long.
You know, and I mean, he's got the great background singers that tell you to ding, 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 sitting in my house outside your city.
I'm looking forward to it. And it's really horrible.
It's all it.
We've been having fun all summer long.
Poor Brian.
Look forward to hearing that tomorrow.
And the guy's my hero.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
And the guy's like Beethoven, I think.
Sure.
Okay, tomorrow. I promise. I'll bring it in.
Wrote myself a note. But hold on there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
JFK's Opie and Anthony.
The Naughty Mighty contest. And we want the other cities to get involved.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go to opieandanthony.com. While we're on the air from 3 to 7, you just go down to the radio station where we're broadcasting on.
Yeah.
And they got someone with a digital camera, so you show up with your Naughty Mighty. The turnout, quite frankly, disappointing so far, but we need more ladies to come out of the woodwork.
That's the problem. Usually with our contest, the girls look like they did just crawl out of some woodwork.
Take them on! Not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain, the pain!
They're not just broadcasters, they're neighbors. Don and Mike.
All right, let's clear them out. $100 right now for call 1-800-877-365-3636.
All right.
That's an 81 number. Dial like crazy, won't you please? Come see your Fighting Gutter Balls. Continuing our bowling excellence.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, we're going to take on a group called the Turd Cutters.
Can't wait.
Wednesday night, though, Gutter Ball Bowling, 9 o'clock at Chantilly Bowl America.
Go bowl!
That's in Chantilly, or as stupid people say, Chantay, Virginia.
Chantay,
excuse me.
Well, I'm a stupid person.
Our thanks to Michael Weiss. He will be in the Olympics on February 12th and February 14th, going for the gold for America.
Go get that medal, Michael.
Yeah.
And don't forget the Las Vegas style show in your home. Going to announce the winner tomorrow. You, the Donna Mike listener, have a vote. Go to WNEW.com. Even if you're listening to us on tape delay, go and vote for the city that you think deserves it the most. The letter that accompanies the city that deserves it the most. And good luck. It's Reno, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Long Island, New York, Annapolis, Maryland, or Stockton, California.
Very exciting competition.
Those are the five best letters we received. We're going to one of those places this Saturday night. And now here again is Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Actress Kim Delaney, who played an alcoholic cop on NYPD Blue, has been arrested for drunken driving.
Well, I like her.
Yeah. The 40-year-old was picked up Saturday after a citizen called police to report an erratic driver. Police say she refused a breathalyzer test. If convicted, she could get a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. She won an Emmy for her role on NYPD Blue, in which she appeared nude with actor Jimmy Smith.
She is...
This little girl had knocker!
Oh, she is a turbo hottie.
Uh-huh. The person who will lead us in the fight against colon cancer shall be known as Polyp Man.
Polyp Man!
The Ad Council and the American Cancer Society came up with the character for a new round of public service announcements encouraging people to get tested. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Polyp Man is described as, quote, a pesky character dressed in a large red polyp suit. History will not be kind to Jackie Gleason.
Shouldn't he be brown? I mean, shouldn't he be wearing a brown suit?
Well, the polyp, actually, and especially in the little camera they put inside you, it's actually sort of reddish.
Greetings, citizens!
Yeah. But I know that your poops are brown.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the polyps get washed off before they get examined.
Yes, it's pink in there.
Yeah.
It's very bright pink. I've seen pictures of my own.
Yeah.
I still would vote for a brown uniform. I'm sorry. What about Jackie Gleason?
History's not going to be kind to him, at least not in the made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, he was brown.
The movie is based on interviews with people who knew him, including Art Carney and Paul Newman.
Art Carney!
The movie called To the Moon.
I know that you know that you want to F me up the A.
The movie will focus on Gleason's relationships with people and on his legendary financial problem. To the Moon, it's called.
The Miami Beach audience is the greatest audience in the world. God, I got a killer BM waiting to come out. Man, it's hot here in Miami. Take a look at my shorts. Polyps are brown. My stain is orange.
In sports, Marty Schottenheimer's on the beach in San Diego. The former Washington Redskins coach is expected to officially join the Chargers today.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
After flying there yesterday to meet with the general manager.
And he'll be double-dipping.
Word is, yes, Marty will make $10 million over the next 4 years. Same deal he signed with the Skins, and he still gets $3 million from that deal.
Christ, that's like a Griezmann deal.
Good work if you can get it.
Really, I mean, not since the Griezmann is such a person of such a small amount of talent with such a large amount of money.
Pretty incredible. And finally, Michael Jacobs of Mesa, Arizona, has found out at an early age he's not cut out for a life of crime. The 18-year-old admits he robbed a drugstore, but he says he dropped his gun and broke it on the way out. The next day, gun broken, police say Mike turned to using pepper spray to try to rob a supermarket cashier. But the spray put more hurt on Mike than it did on the cashier, and the would-be robber had to use his asthma inhaler to get up the strength to get away.
Everybody freeze.
But even that didn't help. He got back to his rented car, only to discover he'd locked the keys inside. He then smashed the window with a rock and finally got away. But then he was recognized by the cop who pulled him over for driving without his headlights. Crooks are still DAs.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You made that up, that story.
That was the made-up one, right?
A true story. I swear to God, it really happened.
Could have been better if you would have made it up, though. You get a real one like that, you just punch it up a little bit.
Yeah, and at the end, it catches on fire.
I could use your help with that.
All right. You got my email. Just,
All right.
Pop it over. I'll be glad to punch it up for you.
There you go.
That's it. We got to go, everybody, again, to vote on your city in the Las Vegas style show, and we're going there Saturday for the big Las Vegas style show. Go to WNEW.com, click on the Don and Mike icon, and simply tell us which letter, which city. Announce the winner tomorrow. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I am Color 100.
You are? What's your name, my friend?
My name is George.
George, where are you from?
D.C.
George, take $100.
Wow, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
We're going to force him to give us some decent prizes to give away.
Yep. We have to go to the well 150 times.
Giving away cash. Giving away the cash. The money. Enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right. That's it. Good job, everybody. Had a good time today. Thank you for all the great calls. We will see you tomorrow with the new episode, Good Day to You, Sir.
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 And you.
Hello, Austin.
You.
You.
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
I can.
Can you?
I can.
What did that pin say that you got up in New York?
Take
the time.
Take the time to be kind.
Kind.
Yes.
Rob, please throw your coonskin cap in the air, just like Sidney, Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Well, now.
like you,
thrown off by the tip.
You're trying to impale the boy. We will see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye. Oh, that sounds good. All the mics are still on, huh?
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.